This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul closes Romans 8 by presenting the most powerful truth about Jesus Christ, his love. He asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Before he's through answering this question, he links up the love of Christ with the love of God. Listen, "Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I have always been encouraged by the words of Jesus in John 13:1. Before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. This suggests Jesus Christ always loves us, but when we face special circumstances where we'll be pushed to the limit of our own awareness and appreciation of his love, he is ready to show us more of his love. He did that for the disciples on this special occasion, teaching by example and word, and ultimately by his death on the cross. Never forget, he loves you. He'll do for you what he did for those disciples.